Harper Audio presents Lotería, a novel by Mario Alberto Zambrano, performed by Maria Cabezas. Rules of the game. Lotería is often described as Mexican bingo, a game of chance. The only material difference between bingo and lotería is that bingo relies on a grid of numbers, while lotería relies on images. There are 54 cards, and each comes with a riddle, un dicho. There is a traditional set of riddles, but sometimes dealers create their own to trick the players. After the dealer sings the riddle, the player covers the appropriate spots on their playing boards, their tablas, with either bottle caps, dried beans, or loose change. There is more than one way to win, depending on what is played. You can win by filling a vertical line, a horizontal line, a diagonal, the four corners, the center squares, or a blackout. An important rule to remember is that a winner must shout his victory as soon as his winning image is called. If the dealer calls another riddle before the winner declares lotería, the player can no longer claim his prize. El que es buen gallo en cualquier gallinero canta. La araña. This room has spiders. ¿Y? It's not like you don't see them. The way they move their legs and carry their backs and creep in the dark when you're not looking. You see us, ¿verdad? You see what we see. It's not like you don't know what we're thinking when we lie down at night and look up at the ceiling, or when we crawl in our heads the way these spiders crawl over furniture. It's never made sense why people think you're only there at church and nowhere else. Not at home, or in the yard, or the police station, or under a bed. When I first walked in, there was a wooden desk and a chair that wobbled when I sat in it, next to a thin bed with a green blanket. Tencha said the room needed something, so she started buying me roses from the flower shop in Magnolia Park and putting them on the windowsill. From one day to the next, I watched the petals fall to the floor, and that's when I noticed the spiders. They crawl to the cracks in the wall when she comes to visit, then crawl out again when she leaves. I'm at my desk doing what she told me to do, because she said I should write as much as I can, even if it's one word. One sentence. Let the cards help you, mamá. Échale ganas. My name is Luz. Luz María Castillo. And I'm 11 years old. You've known me since before I was born, I'm sure, but I want to start from the beginning. Because who else should I speak to but you? It's been 5 days since I've been here, and I don't have anything but a week's worth of clothes and a deck of lotería. The best thing to do now is to be patient and cooperative, they say. Otherwise, I'll be sent to Casa de Esperanza. Tencha can't have custody, not unless we move back to Mexico. And they say that whenever I'm ready to talk, it'll make things easier. But Tencha told them she filed her papers and has been working here for 8 years. So why don't they let me go? Why can't she take me? I'm waiting for the day she walks in and tells me to pack my bags because we're going home. Wherever that is. Julia's a counselor here, and looks like she could be in college. Skinny and black, but gringa looking by the things she wears. She tries to talk to me at lunch as she flips her hair to one side like a feathered wing. She brings me issues of Fama magazine and points to the photos and asks, "Like her music?" She's pretty, huh? Then she looks at me like if I'm one of those stories you hear about on the 10 o'clock news. Like one of those women who leave their kids in the car with the windows rolled up while they go grocery shopping. Or a story about some punk kid who molests a girl after school. Or some father who finds out his son's gay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?